The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazine. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from Better Homes and Gardens, Good Housekeeping, Martha Stewart Living, Real Simple, and Woman's Day. And a sample magazine that I got sent called Millie. It's about your money, your life. I may read a little something from there as well. From Better Homes and Gardens, December 1st is Giving Tuesday. And here's a giving guide. Not sure where to donate for the best impact? These sites can help. First, CharityNavigator.org. Search 9,000-plus U.S.-based nonprofits on this site, which rates charities based on financial health, accountability, and transparency. DonorsChoose.org. Help a public classroom by donating to a project a teacher has requested funds for. The site screens the projects and, once funded, buys and distributes the materials. And last, GoFundMe.com. Make direct contributions to a person's cause or a nonprofit. Many cases involve helping someone financially with a life event, such as paying medical bills after an accident. Like similar crowdfunding sites, donations include a small processing fee. And make a difference where you live. Shonda Smith Baker with the Minneapolis Foundation, one of the oldest community foundations, shares tips for getting involved. First, educate yourself. Read a book on the cause you're interested in. Watch a documentary or listen to a podcast. Sometimes we get in our own way because we think we aren't informed enough, Shonda says. Reach out to someone who you admire who's connected to an issue and find out how you can help. Next, volunteer. Consider the scope of the impact you want to have, whether it's devoting 3 hours a week to an organization, leveraging your expertise for a cause, or making a monetary donation. For a nonprofit, meaningful gifts come from all levels, Shonda says. And community causes. Look for nonprofit foundations in your community. They typically operate in rapid response mode, meaning they deploy donations locally when a crisis strikes. They're able to move quickly on emergent issues like the pandemic. From Millie, the sample magazine I mentioned, the Get Toward Greener, Cleaner Holidays, How to Deck the Halls in More Sustainable Ways This Season. Reducing our environmental footprint shouldn't feel like something the Grinch thought up, says lifestyle author Monica Michael Willis, who has reported on corporate sustainability and the environment for nearly 25 years. It's more about reducing waste and buying fewer, more thoughtful gifts, supporting eco-conscious companies, and leaning into small swaps, like switching from electric to solar-powered twinkle lights. Here are seven of her favorite sustainable products for the holidays. First, live and let live. This year, Willis plans to buy a live Christmas tree, and after the holidays, she'll plant it in a spot where the birds and I can enjoy its shade and air-purifying goodness for years to come. P.S. Buy locally to ensure you take home a species suitable for your climate, she says. Next, burn better candles. Unlike scented, petroleum-based paraffin candles, which can emit decidedly unfestive carcinogens, Louvière's hand-poured candles are made from 100% pure beeswax in a converted barn studio in upstate New York and have a wonderfully subtle honey fragrance, Willis says, available in multiple shapes and sizes and 19 colors. The candles can burn bright for hours, from $5, and they're showing an assortment of sizes and colors of these that are all, they all resemble pine cones. Very cute. Go to louvière.com, that's L-O-U-V-R-I-E-R-E.com. Next, send greener greetings. I'm a big fan of paper cultures, affordable cards, and invites, Willis says. They're customizable. Honor nearly every occasion from Thanksgiving and Kwanzaa to Christmas, Hanukkah, and the Chinese New Year, and are printed on thick, post-consumer, recycled paper. Best of all, the carbon-neutral company plants a tree for every order received. From about $1 to $3 per card with discounts for first-time orders, go to paperculture.com. Reduce wrap waste thanks to Wrap-A-Lee's eco-friendly mission and unexpected patterns. My holiday bag of tricks has expanded way beyond my usual craft paper, Willis says. Printed in Washington State, though headquartered in Maui, Hawaii, on recycled and recyclable newsprint, the company's reversible gift wrap sheets measure 21.5 inches by 34 inches, about 5 square feet, and come with 3 sheets and complimentary gift tag stickers. $10 per set at Wrap-A-Lee.com, Wrapply.com. Give Global Goodies, operated by a group of Ghanaian cocoa farmers, a third of whom are women. Divine Chocolate sells some of the dreamiest milk chocolate Hanukkah coins around, Willis says. Made with 100% pure cocoa butter, the shiny fair trade treats are also kosher certified. A 1¾-ounce bag costs $3.49 at DivineChocolateUSA.com. Sparkle smarter. With Diwali, Christmas, and New Year's Eve right around the corner, everyone can enjoy a little guilt-free sparkle thanks to Keshi's energy-saving solar-powered fairy lights, Willis says. Designed for outdoor use, the waterproof 100-star LED strands give off a warm, soft light for up to 12 hours. A 40-foot strand costs about $20 on Amazon. And last, reuse your wreath. The eucalyptus wreaths from Creekside Farms are hand-harvested, Willis says. They're grown without harmful pesticides and can be reused for post-holiday decor for months. $89 for a 22-inch wreath at Creekside Farms. Millie.us. From Good Housekeeping, Dolly Parton wrote this note for our love letter series. Dear Santa, I haven't written to you since I was a little girl living in a rundown shack at the foothills of the Great Smoky Mountains. My daddy said there was no need for me to write you, since we live so far back in the woods that you'd never find us anyway. And I think he was probably right about that. I never did get the things on my list, but it didn't stop me from believing in you. I still believe in you, and I'm out of the backwoods now, so I'm going to take another chance on writing to you, to ask you for some very special things, not only for myself, but for everyone for Christmas this year. Santa, please bring joy to those who have lost the ability to laugh and enjoy life because of this critical time. And Santa, bring hope for a better and brighter tomorrow, hope for the poor and the downtrodden, hope for those who have given up all hope. Santa, please bring lots of love, enough to heal this wounded world, enough to help mend our differences, enough to open our eyes to the fact that we're all God's children, and we all have an equal right to live in this world together in peace. Santa, I know this is a big list and a lot to ask you for, but I'm assuming that since you're able to do so many great things, that you might be in partnership with the one who is Christmas. And maybe between the two of you, we might really have a chance for peace on earth and goodwill toward men. Well, anyway, Santa, you do what you can. You be very safe this year. Remember to wear your mask because you're going to be going in and out of a lot of houses, and we're still praying for a vaccine enough to heal everybody all over the world. Can you help us with that one? Well, Santa, I've taken up enough of your time. Thank you for everything you do. I will always love you, Dolly. From Woman's Day, November 30th is Pencil-In National Mason Jar Day. Who knew, right? This kitchen staple will work just as hard in your home office. You can hot glue a swatch of cork around a mason jar and then hot glue ribbon to the outside. They're using a crisscross pattern. Fill it with supplies, and you've got a mini desk organizer. They also, Woman's Day, has some book recommendations for you, three of them. First, Everything is Figureoutable by Marie Forleo, F-O-R-L-E-O. Yes, everything is actually figureoutable, and Forleo's genius bestseller will show you how adopting this one key belief will change everything starting with you. And for bonus life mojo, check out the Marie Forleo podcast. Next, Do Less by Kate Northrup. Busy being busy? Here's permission along with the tools to breathe and reclaim your joy. Add Kate's Do Less Planner, available at DoLessPlanner.com for $50, to be sure you never again overschedule yourself with the wrong things. I don't think I spelled her name. Northrup. Do Less. And last, Love is the Way by Bishop Michael Curry, C-U-R-R-Y. If Bishop Curry looks familiar, it's because he delivered the impactful sermon on the power of love at the royal wedding of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle at Windsor Castle. In his new book, he expands upon his message of hope in an inspirational roadmap for living the way of love. From Real Simple, some more book recommendations. What should I read next? Well, here are top picks for every taste. First, Addictive Short Stories. Danielle Evans, the author, E-V-A-N-S. The book, The Office of Historical Corrections, is a powerful novella and short story collection that zeroes in on transformative moments for various characters, like when a white college student discovers that a photo of herself in a Confederate flag bikini has gone viral. The result is a piercing look at race and culture, revealing how we all must reckon with our personal and shared histories. Next, A Love Story for the Ages, I'll Be Seeing You, is the book. Elizabeth Berg, the author, B-E-R-G, a memoir of moving her parents out of their home and into assisted living due to her father's Alzheimer's. It beautifully recounts her mom and dad's final years while sharing the story of their seven-decade romance. This is Berg's loving portrait of her family over time and a bracingly honest exploration of the emotions that arise when caring for aging parents. Next, an exhilarating page-turner. Ivy Lin knows how she's perceived. She's a quiet, obedient Chinese-American teen. Nobody would suspect her of shoplifting, much less harboring a crush on Gideon Spire, the son of a wealthy political family. When fate brings them together years later, her obsession with having him and everything that comes with his privilege grows dark and all-consuming. Susie Yang, the author, Y-A-N-G, the book White Ivy, cleverly overturns the model minority stereotype with a deliciously twisty story that will leave you breathless. A Witty Escape. A school nurse, a boy band alum, a mom who fakes an illness so she can stay in bed all day, and a husband who refuses to remove his noise-canceling headphones are just a few of the wacky, lovable characters in the book Cobble Hill by Cicely von Ziegesar, V-O-N, capital Z-I-E-G-E-S-A-R, author of the Gossip Girl series. The novel reads like literary people-watching, chronicling the lives of four families in a Brooklyn, New York neighborhood where the picture-perfect brownstones belie what's really going on. And last, a tender family tale, the book Memorial. Debut novel by Brian Washington, W-A-S-H-I-N-G-T-O-N, whose story collection, Lot, was a favorite of President Obama's. Mike and Benson are in a withering relationship they're not sure is worth saving. When Mike suddenly leaves for Japan to be with his dying father, the separation forces both men to wonder whether the people they're becoming are meant to be together. This sensitive novel illustrates the deeply individual ways we search for a sense of home. From Good Housekeeping, Pet Proof for the Holidays. Enjoy the festivities without worrying about your cat or dog. When you deck the halls, cook up your favorite meals, and host guests for the holidays, pets will likely get curious about the new sights and smells. Here's how to keep them safe. First, nix the table scraps. Most of us know chocolate is toxic to dogs and cats, but many other common foods, including onions, garlic, raisins, and currants, as well as artificial sweetener xylitol, are also dangerous for pets, explains Daniel Edge, veterinarian, director of medical affairs at Zoetis, a global animal health company. Unbaked yeasted dough can expand and obstruct dogs' stomachs, and alcoholic beverages can cause low blood sugar. Bones, especially from poultry, can get caught in a dog's esophagus, says Carly Fox, DVM of Animal Medical Center in New York City. And rich and fatty foods may lead to an upset stomach. Ask guests not to sneak pets' snacks, or if they can't resist, to offer them a little kibble. Store garbage bins where pets can't get into them. If you notice symptoms like vomiting, seizures, lethargy, loss of appetite, diarrhea, drooling, or excessive thirst or urination, call your vet. Next, avoid poisonous plants. Poinsettias may get a bad rap, but they're only mildly toxic to cats and dogs, says Fox. However, pets who ingest them can suffer from vomiting and diarrhea. Lilies are far more dangerous, as they can cause acute kidney failure in cats. Fox advises keeping those plants out of the house entirely. But if your cat gets into one, take them to the vet right away. Mistletoe berries can cause gastrointestinal upset and, at high doses, even cardiac symptoms. So keep them away from your furry friends or opt for artificial evergreens. Watch pets around decorations. Never leave dogs or cats unsupervised with string lights or other electric decorations, since they can burn their mouths or get electrocuted if they play with them, Fox says. Tinsel, ribbon, and garland are particularly hazardous for cats who love shiny objects. If ingested, these can cause vomiting, diarrhea, and GI upset, and may get stuck in the intestines. If your pet stops eating or starts vomiting, take them to the vet. Some dogs will drink tree water, which can include harmful pesticides and aspirin to keep the tree green. While a few licks won't hurt, don't let yours use it as a water source. Safeguard other common hazards. Store medications and cleaning products in cabinets and off countertops, Edge advises, and tell your guests to do the same. Close your toilet lid, especially if you use an automatic cleaner, and keep toxic antifreeze away from pets, as they may like its sweet taste. If you think your pet has eaten something poisonous, call your vet or the 24/7 Pet Poison Helpline at 855-764-7661. Now, there is a charge for that, $59, but compared to your pet's life, I don't think it's too much. From Woman's Day, Power Podcast, each week on Better Together with Maria Menudo's, I'll spell that, Menounos. The sunny host taps the world's leading experts and celebrities to share smart tips that can enhance all areas of life, from physical and emotional health to spirituality, finances, relationships, and more. Subscribe whether you listen to podcasts, wherever you listen to podcasts, and join her Wednesdays on @WomansDayMag Instagram for her #WednesdayWisdom. And the editor of Woman's Day has written a book, Your Fully Charged Life, by Megan B. Murphy, Murphy. It's a practical guide to bringing your best self to every moment, even when the pressures of daily life leave you overwhelmed, exhausted, and wallowing in negative thoughts. It won't hit bookstores till February 23rd, but you can pre-order a copy today at meganbmurphy.com. From Better Homes and Gardens, make it roasted. Sure, you can stick to the plan and roast. See our no-fail method below, but perhaps holidays deserve a little flair. Finish caramelized acorn or butternut squash or sweet potatoes with one of three toppings. It gives us options here. First, roasted squash. Place a large foil-lined baking pan in a 450-degree oven. Heat for 5 minutes. Cut 3 pounds acorn squash, butternut squash peeled, and or sweet potatoes into 1-inch wedges or slices. Toss with 3 tablespoons olive oil and kosher salt and ground black pepper. Spread evenly in the pan. Roast 20 minutes or until tender and browned, turning halfway through. Post-roast, top your squash or sweet potatoes with a flavorful flourish. And they give us options here. First, macadamia nut gremolata. Stir together. a quarter cup finely chopped toasted macadamia nuts, 3 tablespoons finely chopped flat-leaf parsley, 3 tablespoons toasted, unsweetened, shredded, or chip coconut, 2 tablespoons snipped chives, 1/2 tablespoon melted coconut oil, 2 teaspoons orange zest, 1 clove of minced garlic, and 1/2 teaspoon kosher salt. How about maple almond butter? Whisk together 1/4 cup almond butter, 2 tablespoons maple syrup, 3 tablespoons cider vinegar, 1 teaspoon paprika, and 1/8 to 1/4 teaspoon cayenne pepper. Add water 1 teaspoon at a time until it reaches drizzling consistency. Drizzle over roasted veggies. Top with 1/4 cup toasted sliced almonds. And for the ginger sesame option, in a small bowl, whisk together 2 tablespoons rice vinegar, 1 1/2 teaspoons peanut oil or vegetable oil, 1 tablespoon lemongrass paste, 2 to 3 teaspoons gochujang paste. I'm going to spell that gochujang paste. 2 teaspoons grated fresh ginger and 1 teaspoon toasted sesame oil. Drizzle over roasted veggies. Top with chopped green onions and toasted sesame seeds. From Good Housekeeping's holiday cookies options, we've got celebration chocolate walnut cookies. Active time is 10 minutes and total time 30. We need 3 cups confectioner's sugar, 3/4 cup Dutch processed cocoa powder, 1/2 teaspoon kosher salt, 2 large eggs at room temperature, 1 teaspoon pure vanilla extract, 1 cup toasted walnuts chopped, 1/2 cup bittersweet or dark chocolate chips, and flaky sea salt. Heat oven to 350. Line 2 baking sheets with parchment paper and lightly coat with cooking spray. In a medium bowl, whisk together sugar, cocoa powder, and salt. Using electric mixer, beat together eggs and vanilla. Add the sugar mixture and mix to combine. Fold in walnuts and chocolate chips. Spoon the batter, about 1 1/2 tablespoons per cookie, onto prepared baking sheets, spacing 2 inches apart, and sprinkle with flaky sea salt. Bake rotating positions of pans once, until cookies are puffed and tops begin to crack. 12 to 14 minutes. Let cool on baking sheets 5 minutes, then slide parchment and cookies to wire racks to cool completely. This makes about 15 jumbo-sized cookies. From Martha Stewart Living, saffron latte. Not very many ingredients. 3/4 cup whole milk, 3 to 4 saffron threads, crushed, 1/4 cup espresso, double shot. In a small saucepan, heat milk and saffron over medium low until hot and just bubbling around the edges, 3 to 5 minutes. Remove from heat, whisk until thick and foamy, pour espresso into a mug, top with saffron milk, and serve. Active time on that was 5 minutes, and total time was 10, and that made a single cup. From Woman's Day, ultimate breakfast smoothies loaded with essential vitamins and nutrients. These fruit and veggie packed smoothies will give you lasting energy to power through your day all in one slurp. For each of these smoothies, add the ingredients to a blender in the order listed and puree until smooth and frothy. That's all the directions. First, pumpkin banana. This makes 1 serving, 280 calories. You need 1/2 cup non-fat vanilla yogurt, 1/2 cup almond milk, 1/2 cup pure pumpkin puree, 1 1/2 teaspoons maple syrup, 1 ripe banana, fresh or frozen, 1/4 teaspoon ground cinnamon, and 3 to 5 ice cubes. Next, the berry beet option, 100 calories, and this one makes 2 servings, 1/2 cup almond milk, 1/2 cup plain low-fat yogurt, 1 to 2 teaspoons of honey, 1 cup of mixed frozen berries, 1/2 to 1 cup beets freshly cooked or packaged, and 3 to 5 ice cubes. And the green goodness option, 160 calories, and this makes 2 servings as well. 1 cup of almond milk, 1 cup baby spinach leaves, stems removed, 1 cup kale leaves, stems removed, torn, 1.5 cups frozen pineapple chunks, 1/2 of a ripe banana, fresh or frozen, 1 Granny Smith apple, cored and chopped into small pieces. Any of these, whirl them up in the blender and give them a shot. They're nutritious. From Good Housekeeping, Dinner in Minutes. First, how to buy rotisserie chicken. Go heavy. For a moist meat, pick a chicken that weighs 2.5 pounds or more. Looks do matter. The freshest birds will be evenly browned and plump. And skip the seasoning. Flavored birds are often higher in sodium, so pick a plain one. And here are some options with it. First, minty peas. Heat 1 tablespoon olive oil and 1 clove of garlic, finely chopped, in a skillet on medium-high. Add 1.5 pounds of frozen peas, thawed and warm. Gently mash 1/2 of the peas with a fork, then fold in 1/2 cup of fresh mint, thinly sliced, 2 teaspoons lemon zest, and 1/2 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Top with crumbled feta cheese. And another side for your roasted rotisserie chicken, tomato relish. Combine 4 plum tomatoes, chopped, 1/2 sweet onion, finely chopped, 2 tablespoons fresh lemon juice, and 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper, and fold in 1/2 cup fresh basil leaves, which have been torn. Next, couscous with apricot vinaigrette. Cook 1.5 cups couscous. Combine 1/4 cup apricot preserves, 2 tablespoons each olive oil and white wine vinegar, 2 scallions thinly sliced, and 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Toss with cooked couscous and 1/3 cup roasted almonds, chopped. A creamy green chili sauce. In a food processor, puree 2 cups cilantro, 1/4 cup sour cream, 2 tablespoons each mayonnaise and lime juice, 1 jalapeno seeded and chopped, 1 clove garlic chopped, and 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper. And for a scallion ginger sauce, combine 1 bunch of scallions, finely chopped, 2 tablespoons grated ginger, 1/4 cup olive oil, 1 tablespoon each reduced sodium soy sauce and sherry vinegar, and 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper. From Real Simple, Reuben quesadillas. Spread 4 flour tortillas evenly with 3 tablespoons Thousand Island dressing. Top 2 of the tortillas evenly with 4 ounces thinly sliced deli corned beef, 6 tablespoons drained sauerkraut, and 2 ounces Swiss cheese. Top with remaining 2 tortillas, dressing sides down. Heat a large nonstick skillet over medium. Cook 1 quesadilla until browned, 2 minutes per side. Repeat with the remaining quesadilla. Even I might not be able to mess that one up. All right, we've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Ladies Magazine is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. Stay safe.